Okay, so we are here with... why don't I let you all introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Chris Mayo. I'm the technical evangelist for the UC platform.
Okay, and UC is?
Unified Communications.
Unified Communications. And?
I'm John Rauschenberger. I'm the CTO of Clarity Consulting. And we worked with Chris's team to build the demo we're going to take a look at today.
Okay, so Chris, you have some cool bits that that I heard about. What is this? Give us the overview before we jump into the demo.
Absolutely. So this is a application that Clarity built as a proof concept for one of their customers, and it's not only cool from the standpoint that it's a really beautiful WPF app, and it runs on really cool hardware. The scenario is a retail scenario, and it runs on this motion computing hardware that has like a scanner built in, and of course wireless and all that stuff, but the thing that's really cool about this application is we've actually built in communications features into it directly to help create a better customer as well as a better store associate experience for people, you know, working in a store or shopping at the store. So this is the Contoso retail app.
Okay, so let's jump into the demo.
Okay, so this is the Contoso retail application, and I'll just kind of show you what's different about this application from one that you might have seen in the past. Like I said, it's got integrated communications features built into it. So you can see here I'm logged in as George, and you can see that my presence is online. One of the things that we've done is integrated presence directly into the application, rather than you having to, you know, shell out to Communicator to do like all your calling and stuff like that.
So one question, this is the application scenario is for inside the company, or is this outside a WPF app that the company is distributing, or is this for people to work on things like inventory inside the company?
Yeah, so this is an application that people run inside the company. So they'd run it on the motion computing hardware. They'd be walking around the store helping customers.
Okay.
So this is our application. Let's say we've got a scenario where, you know, you're shopping in the store, you're trying to find some wine glasses, and the wine glasses aren't available. And we've all done this before and, like, gone through the really long process of, you know, trying to find somebody in the store, them saying, hold on, I'll go check the computer. They check the computer. You know, the stuff isn't in stock, then they start calling other stores, and it, you know, takes a long time, and mm-hmm. you know, by the time you get to the other store, the wine glasses might have already been sold and all this other stuff. So let's look at that scenario with communications and with this app, and we'll show you kind of how it's different and how communications enables that different scenario. So let's say that I'm in, you know, the Contoso store, and I've got a customer, they're looking at wine glasses, and the wine glasses are out of stock. So if we go to drinkware and go to wine glasses, you can see here all the different wine glasses that we sell. Let's say that a customer is looking at the Reno wine glasses. You can see here Reno wine glass set of six, and they're actually out of stock. Now, normally this is where I'd start, you know, calling other stores and seeing if anyone's available, and, you know, to help me out with a stock request and stuff like that. But with UC, we can do stuff like expand the different nearby stores, like the Palo Alto store. And we can see all the different associates in that store and their availability, just like we could see in Communicator. But mm-hmm. it's directly in the apps, and it's contextual.
Their presence.
Yeah, sure. So we can see their presence and see that, you know, rather than showing my contact list, I can see the Palo Alto, that contact list, right? So I can see here that John's online. You can see John is online over here in the application. So if I wanted to ask John...
Sorry?
No problem. If I wanted to ask John about the availability of these wine glasses... Well, one, I can see he's online, so when we talk about building contextual collaboration or human-to-human communications into an app, you can see that John's online, so I don't have to worry about if I call him whether he's available, I don't have to call a switchboard or whatever. Mm-hmm. I can see that John can help me, and if I want to have a conversation about these wine glasses, I just drag them onto John's contact, and it starts a voice call. And this is going
cool.
Voice over IP over wireless. John accepts it.
Hey, Chris, this is John.
Right, we're doing voice back and forth. And even better than that, let me just mute my mic here so we don't get a lot of feedback. But even better than that, the application synchronizes context. So you can see here over on John's laptop that the app knows that this is a conversation about Reno wine glasses, so mm-hmm. it opens up his application and puts him on the catalog page for Reno wine glasses.
Awesome. So it's passing in that thing, and then you automatically, I guess, he knows that information.
Right.
Yeah, the application sees the request for a call come in. In there, we're passing in what item it is and what it is we want to do. So we have an inventory request on a particular inventory item. The application parses that and takes us directly to that inventory item so we can check the status. And we can see in this store, we actually have 14 of them in stock.
Cool. Very cool.
So the scenario here would be if I'm receiving this request, I'm the associate in the store where we have them, I can tell Chris, the associate in the other store, or George in this case, that, yeah, we have them, I'll set them aside, the customer can come pick them up.
Awesome.
And then we would end the call. Now, the next thing we built into this application then, assuming here on my end now, the customer drives over to the Palo Alto store, they want to go ahead and purchase those, so I can add them to the shopping cart, click the add button here. And then we can go ahead and check the customer out directly from within the application. And one thing we added here is that we can actually email the customer a receipt. So if I click in here, it's going to simulate filling in Chris's email address.
Mm-hmm.
When I click submit here, it's going to process the sale and email a receipt to Chris's home email address.
Awesome.
So I can show that over here. Let's do send receive. And here you can see that I got the email from Contoso with my receipt in it. Right, and you can see here they have a link at the top that says click to have Contoso's sales associate contact you about your order. So let's say that there was like a follow-on question I had, like I bought the wine glasses and I want to know like whether they were dishwasher safe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just click on this link, and it takes me to a website where I can enter my phone number to enter my question and have a sales associate contact me about that question. So I can type in 555-1212, and then you know my question, are these dishwasher safe? And then click Call Me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look over on John's app.
So we've done here, and this was a fairly compelling piece. So Chris clicked Submit on the website.
Mm-hmm.
That invoked a workflow on the back end to look for associates that are online and available and able to handle a customer question. So I'm still logged into the application. I'm still showing as available. So we sent a request out to all of the users who were available. And this pops up in the application again. We know what this is. And when I click Accept here, oops. We see another example of how we pass the context in. So we see Chris's receipt for the item that he purchased. It's kind of small down here, but we see the question that he asked. Are mm-hmm. these dishwashers safe? And then a really compelling piece now is that directly from the tablet out on the floor, I can click this call button. And this time we're actually going to invoke a call out to a voice phone.
Awesome.
So we're actually going to call Chris at home. What's up? Hey, Chris. Just want to let you know those dishwashers, or those wine glasses are dishwasher safe.
Awesome, thanks.
And this was really compelling for some of our customers who do a lot of work in retail, for them to be able to have associates on the floor, being able to field questions coming from customers via the website,
mm-hmm.
and be able to do it, you know, in the medium that's appropriate here, which is in this case a voice phone call out back to the customer, was really compelling to them.
Yeah, and it's really slick because, I mean, you can sit there and use presence information about the store associate. So if you're helping a customer, you'll be shown as busy. If you're not, if you're just kind of walking around the floor, you'll be shown as available, and you can start taking these calls and stuff. So it's a great way to utilize people in the store more efficiently.
Awesome. So do you have more stuff to share, or can we talk about how you all built it?
Yeah, we can talk about how we built it. Definitely.
That's the whole story.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So now let's jump back, and here, maybe you guys can try and get a little...
Sure.
Sorry, just a little closer. You're like literally on the edge of that. Yeah, sorry.
No problem.
Okay, so how'd you build it?
Okay, so there's two scenarios that we're really talking about here. The first is contextual collaboration. I mentioned when we talk about enabling human-to-human communication. So, mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of everyone's day is really built around communicating with other people, right? So we wanted to show how building communications into the app can make the app more valuable, right? And there's three things there. One is the integrated presence. So I could see that John was online and could potentially help me with my problem.
Mm-hmm.
Those presence controls are a free sample you can download from MSDN. They're called the Microsoft Office Communicator 2007 Presence Controls. You can drop them into your app. They work for WinForms. They work as an ActiveX control. You can host on a web page and script. And then we actually created our own just with WPF and using an SDK called the Office Communicator 2007 SDK.
So let's talk about a couple things.
Yeah.
What services are work with there? Do you have to have Windows Live Communicator working to just get advantage of those presence features?
No, that's a good point. So all of this stuff is built around Office Communication Server 2007.
Okay.
So that's our enterprise communications infrastructure. So we're using Communicator on this box and on this box, and it's all running IM, voice, video, and conferencing all over an IP network, and it's all managed by OCS. So in those presence
control... And what is OCS?
That's the Office Communication Server.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're the presence controls that you had seen are actually, they're pulling presence information directly from Communicator. We're automating Communicator.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we build in the presence. Then the next thing we do in contextual collaboration after we have presence information and people can say, hey, this person's online, I can communicate with them. The next thing we do is the click to communicate part, which we saw. We drag the wine glasses or click a button or, you know, right click on a presence control and, you know, start launching IM or video conversations or whatever. And that is built again with this Office Communicator SDK. Mm-hmm. And that automates Communicator. So literally it's like 10 lines of code. You can start an IM conversation or create like a multi-party voice call or, you know, create like a video conference. So we were doing that to launch the call back and forth.
Sure.
And then finally, the context, which is, hey, you know, John and I need to have a conversation about wine glasses. How quickly can we get the context of that conversation started so both John and I know that, hey, this is a conversation about Reno wine glasses?
Mm-hmm.
And again, we use the Communicator SDK.
So the application there, it's a C-sharp WPF application.
Mm-hmm.
That when Chris dragged that wine glass onto my contact, we used that Communicator API to do two things, really. We knew who we wanted to call, so we knew he wanted to call me. We started a voice conversation and passed in to that conversation that request what it was. So this is an inventory check and what the item was. On the other end, our application is also using the Communicator API to be notified whenever a new conversation starts. So whenever we see a new conversation start, we check in the text to see, is this an application type request? So is this an inventory check or a customer callback? If it is, then our application can respond to it either by navigating to the item in the case of an inventory check or by showing that little dialogue that a customer is expecting a callback or has requested a callback.
So in terms of development, you built sort of these are the message types, if you will. So it's an inventory check, message callback, and then it checks, I guess, some sort of key that you send. And you can send, I guess, sort of hidden data, if you will.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, as we looked at architecting this, you know, the OCS platform basically gives us the infrastructure we need to send voice calls and text messages back and forth. What you send in there is really up to the imagination of the developer.
Okay.
You can send an XML document. It's really just a stream of bytes.
Okay.
You can send voice, text, XML, whatever you want. So we just came up with a very simple text-limited message structure that, you know, had what is the request and then a payload after that that would indicate a parameter, for example. But really, you can do whatever you want with it.
Okay, cool. And so some of the other aspects, integrating voice, how does that work? Like, could somebody build on top of using OCS as the infrastructure and build sort of like the enterprise Skype, if you will? So somebody that wants to save and but add programmatic things or record all conversations that, within the company and then make them, you know, searchable or whatever cool technology, like somebody could take, then do TTS, text-to-speech, and do all this stuff. Is that all available, or how much access do developers have on the API?
Well, let's talk specifically about a voice call. There's two ways to do it. I'll talk about the first one, and I'll let Chris talk about the second one. So the way we did voice calls here was by automating Office Communicator. So Office Communicator is a separate application to download and install. It's part of Microsoft's Enterprise Communications platform.
Mm-hmm.
And what our application was doing was automating that application. So if you're familiar, for example, with Windows Live Messenger, Office Communicator is a similar app. It lets you do voice, video, as well as text conversations. And all we did from our application was automate that to say we want to start a call. The type of call is voice. The person we're calling, you know, is the user.
Mm-hmm.
And Office Communicator was actually handling the complex, you know, voice communications back and forth using the OCS platform. Now, Chris, talk about if you want to build your own voice application.
Right. So, yeah, we did the obviously the simple thing, just a few lines of code to have use the existing app to do the voice, and it does video and conferencing and stuff like that. So if you want to create your own client, there's another API called the Unified Communications Client API, which is the API that we actually use to create Communicator. And we do this throughout the platform where a lot of the products that we created, like Communicator and Communicator Web Access and all that stuff, we supply the same APIs to developers. So you can use the UCCA API if you wanted to create your own client and like have an application that actually owned the voice conversation and owned all the code associated with that and, you know, the messages, the screen pops and all that. Here, we just wanted to be able to quickly, you know, start up a voice call. So we did it with Communicator and just automation. If you want to own the entire experience, you can actually build your own with the UCCA.
And is that a .NET API, or is there a wrapper, or do I have to use C++? Am I putting you in the spot?
No, so it's a lot of COM and a lot of COM, but you can write it with C# or PB or whatever you want for a .NET language, but... you know, it's on one side, it's 10 lines of code with the Communicator API. The other side, I mean, it's, you know, thousands of lines of code if you want to create your own client. I mean, you're essentially creating your own Communicator, which makes a lot of sense for certain vertical industries and stuff like that. Like, Dassault Systèmes built a 3D modeling system that has built-in voice, video, and IM in their modeling system. And it works really, really well, and it's really, really compelling.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so they had a very specific need, and they wanted to create their own client and did a fantastic job. So for this, you know, doing a line of business applications, we thought that 10 lines of code way was the better way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems like an easy integration. So speaking of that, how long did it take to actually develop from not knowing any of the SDK's APIs to a working demo?
So we started this project as a 6-week project.
Yeah.
And then it turned out that there was an opportunity showed at the Office Developer Conference. So we accelerated that and got everything you saw working here today, which, by the way, is all real. We are running a virtual server here with Windows Server 2003, running on a separate domain with its own instance of Office Communication Server running. Mm-hmm. And it was 2.5 weeks start to finish to get all of these pieces finished.
Wow.
And the last one we didn't touch
on. How many developers?
Two developers. And half of a designer to do some of the pretty WPF work.
Of course.
The last piece of the solution that we didn't touch on is that workflow component. So when Chris went to the website and submitted that callback request, that actually was sent to a Windows service that we wrote running on the back end that was using a third API, which is the Unified Communications Managed API, or UCMA.
Okay.
Pure Managed API.
And what does that do?
So that is an API designed for basically an application server or a middle-tier component that's going to be broadcasting messages out to users or potentially even receiving messages back from users.
Mm-hmm.
So in our scenario, Chris submitted on the web page, our Windows service picked it up, went through UCMA to find the users who it should notify that there's a customer that wants a callback, and then programmatically sent them an IM message that, again, the application could interpret, pick it up, and consume that message. A very simple API. It's about 20 lines of code or so to create and send a message out to users.
Mm-hmm.
Very high performance if you need to send out broadcast IMs to hundreds or thousands of users. It works very well for that as well.
Oh, really? So if you need to do, like, broadcasts?
Yeah, broadcast IM, IM agents, all sorts of stuff. Yeah, UCMA is great for that.
Okay. We can do it two-way. Because in the application, when I accept that call,
we've
got basically a concurrency issue here where I could have 10 associates that all get notified that Chris wants a call and we don't want Chris to get 10 phone calls.
Sure.
So when I click accept in that app, we actually send a message back to the agent on the back end, that Windows service, telling him I'll take the call. And then we take that and broadcast it back out to everybody saying John's got it, and we take it out of their application so they don't see it.
Okay. And you mentioned some of the things around agents. So you could actually do sort of the smart agents, if you will.
Yeah.
Like I am the database to see if we have products in stock.
Yeah, so we actually do that a lot. So this other scenario is something we do a lot with customers. We call business process communications, which is, you know, we find a lot of scenarios, even automated scenarios like workflows and business processes. One of the gating factors really is human latency, you know, waiting for a human to take some sort of action or make a decision and stuff like that. So this is a great example of we sent out an IM to get somebody to pick up on the workflow that a customer needs a callback. So we do broadcast IMs for that purpose. We also do the automated IM agents, which are contacts that, you know, in Communicator look like just a regular contact, but they're actually a service that's running on a server. You can communicate through IM to do, like, you know, query searches or... have the IM front end like a stateful workflow, so you can do things like surfing through menus to find information that you need. We also do that same kind of thing with voice, so we can do outbound voice calling for alerts, like saying, hey, you know, there's been a change in this particular workflow, do you want to accept it or reject it? And then do things like inbound calling, so you can, you know, call into a system and, you know, kick off a workflow or get some information all through voice. And both those last ones are enabled through Office Communication Server, Speech Server.
Okay, so some of the APIs for those, like, let's say I'm the flight service and I want to notify somebody, I happen to have their cell phone, the flight's going to be late.
Right.
That is Speech Server,
yeah, that's
.NET API, and that's just, you can plug that into your UC I guess, your infrastructure, if you will. Actually, we should probably get you guys to draw how it works on the back end.
You would do that through speech server, so you could have an outbound calling application that if you have a workflow that drops a message in a queue, your speech server app picks that up, and it's built. Developing these apps is really, really cool. It's all built on top of specialized activities for workflow. Mm-hmm. So you can do route a call, place a call, read a statement, add a prompt, ask a question, stuff like that, all through workflow, and it compiles it down to a assembly. But with Speech Server, you can do stuff where it would pick up off the queue, start the workflow. It would grab the phone number for the customer, call the customer, read to them all the information. The customer could say, put me on a different flight or stuff like that. And it could actually, all through voice, control that entire workflow.
And just to close the last part for the IM to build your own agent, that's just an SDK that anybody can pick up and build.
Yeah.
And the only requirement is having UCS.
So it's the API is called the Unified Communications Managed API.
Okay.
And that runs in the OCS infrastructure. You can use it to do all the IM parts of doing either broadcast IM or IM agents, or we do combinations of both. Like send out a broadcast IM, and if people need follow-up information, they just ask in the conversation from the bot.
Mm-hmm. So, somebody from Microsoft could do this for, to broadcast their SharePoint deck is...
Exactly.
Or SharePoint, you've been updated a SharePoint deck as opposed to email.
Yeah.
You could use IM. Cool. Absolutely. Good stuff. All right, so why don't you guys quickly walk us through the architecture, if you don't mind.
Okay.
We'll show how that application worked on the back end, if you will.
I'm just going to quickly erase all the stuff that I'm not supposed to have on my whiteboard when people broadcast it over the web.
The trade secrets. Good. Yeah. I hope everybody is using stop motion to capture those.
Exactly. And then I'll let John do it.
Sure. So what we had running here was essentially three machines. So... we had our server, and on there we basically had, two services that we were using. So we had a domain controller for all of the users and all the things that you normally would get out of a directory service. And then we had Office Communication Server running to serve up both text and voice conversations between users. Then we had PC1, which was the laptop that Chris was running on. And on there we had the Contoso app. T-O-S-O. We had Communicator. So if we think about what Chris did initially, when he brought up the application, first he saw my presence. So Communicator is talking over a protocol called SIP back to the OCS server. It knows who on my contact list is logged in. So that's where he was getting the presence information. And then when Chris found my ID and dropped that wine glass on top of me, what happened was through the Communicator API, our Contoso application, made a request to Communicator to start a new conversation.
Okay. That's on the client side, the automation of the Communicator.
Yep. So our client application automated Communicator to start a new call, passed in the information. That then routed a request again over SIP through the OCS server to begin a conversation with me. And I was running on the tablet. On there, we had our Contoso app, along with Communicator. I'll switch colors here. So that call request came through the OCS server into Communicator on my machine. Again, through that same Communicator automation API, our application saw a new conversation start, looked at the contents of the text part of the conversation, knew that this was an inventory request, and we navigated directly to that inventory item. And the rest of the story then, we checked Chris out, so we went to the receipt page, entered in his email address, clicked submit to finish the transaction. Our application then went back out through our domain controller, which is also running an email server product, sent that email out to him. Back over on PC1 now, Chris checked his email.
At this point, he's the customer receiving this.
Yep, so now we've switched over to the customer scenario here. We checked his email,
mm-hmm.
brought up a browser, and filled in that request to call me back, put in his phone number, and said, I want to know if these are dishwasher safe.
Sure.
Now that was going back. I'll go around this way here. On our server, we also had an ASPX page. That was the page he navigated to, filled in the information, clicked submit.
And that's writing to OCS, or do you have a SQL server that's on the database and OCS reads it? Or?
Well, actually, what we had here, so that ASPX page then put a message on a queue, so an MSMQ queue.
Okay.
That our service was listening on.
So you were using a Windows service there that was effectively as a listener.
Yep.
It was for whatever's on that specific queue.
So it pulled the message off, and then it used that UCMA, that Unified Communication Managed API, to send out a broadcast IM to all of the associates running the Contoso app who are online and available, indicating that Chris, or our customer, wanted a call back, had his phone number, what his question was, and the identifier for his receipt. And OCS sent that down to the Contoso application, still running on my tablet.
And, you know, the 20 others that were
and everybody else who was online and active. Contoso app saw that message, parsed the content, saw this is a customer callback, looked up the receipt, got the question and the phone number out of the message that came in from the OCS server, and we showed it to the user. I, as the associate, now looked at it, clicked call, and again, we went back through that communicator API to automate communicator, this time starting an outbound voice phone call.
Yeah.
Now, for our demo here in this environment, we didn't actually have connectivity to a telephone network.
Okay.
So we simulated that by doing a communicator-to-communicator call. But in an OCS deployment where you're integrated with a phone system, like you would be in most enterprise scenarios, you actually would establish an outbound voice phone call. So you can call, you know, any phone number that the phone system can talk to.
And at that point, is it communicator? Does that work through OCS, or is it just communicator to the phone? Or
Goes back through OCS.
Okay.
And OCS sees that instead of the recipient of the call now being another communicator user, it's actually a telephone number. There's routing logic within OCS that says this is a phone call, assuming the OCS server has been configured to integrate with your phone system. It's going to pick up the phone line, dial the number you've indicated, and now you're going to be doing a conversation where you're doing voice over IP over the network to the OCS server, which is then bridging that out to the phone system.
Awesome.
Actually turning that into a call on the phone system that you can talk to anybody.
Very cool. So one last question as we were talking about this. ASPX, is there such a thing as a thin client that somebody can embed in their web page? Say if it was, sorry, I can go, you know, somebody wants to ask questions, your question directly online on a web page. What's sort of the thin client solution? Is there one?
Or? Yeah, there is. So we're actually going to be showing this at NIX. But there's this client. So, you know, there's Outlook, and there's Outlook Web Access, which is the web client for Outlook. So we have Communicator and Communicator Web Access, which is a zero client install version of Communicator that does about 80% of all the features. It does everything except for video and voice, all through a web client. So we support a bunch of different browsers. You could, you know, be in an internet cafe in Italy, you know, log on to your Communicator Web Access and have full IM client, call deflection, all that stuff. Again, this is another thing that we're really, really happy about as far as being a platform is that we've supplied developers all the APIs that we use to build the products. So there's an API called the UC Ajax SDK, which is used to serve up that communicator web access client. And you can build that into your own website. So you can show the presence of users on a public website, like a support contact or support teams. You can use the Ajax SDK to do stuff like, you know, you click on a link to chat with people, and it opens up a chat window, and it all does, it all, you can do it all through script, and it's just XML over HTTP requests to support things like a full IM conversation just, you know, through some JavaScript, no install whatsoever.
Awesome, yeah, awesome. And really, I'm sure really cool. Then people can take it, and if they want to add webcam or some of the other things, or even build, you know, an XBAP app that would do voice or whatever, they could at the very end, you had mentioned before, you can go as deep as you need to if you had the rich client too.
Yeah, we support things anywhere from the very, very simple, like automated communicator or doing IM with the UC Ajax, to creating your, full client. Like, whatever you want to create with UCCA, you can. You have full exposure of the entire API that we use to create communicators. So you can create, anything. Dassault did 3D modeling with voice and video and IM, and it's really cool.
Yeah, I kind of want to see that app, too. It sounds like a fun one. All right, well, Chris, John, thank you very much. Some good stuff.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks.